There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Remember that last week, Minister for Justice Helen McEntee spent nearly an hour here in studio with me, well, over half an hour anyway, and I was able to put to her a few of the things that bother you, particularly in terms of policing and the absence of guards. And one of the things that came up in the course of our conversation was Carrigaline and just how bereft of guards Carrigaline is these days. Now, we touched on the topic of kids breaking into cars and robbing stuff out of cars. And here's what the minister had to say when I brought it up to her about the fact that Carrigaline is almost lawless.
Sure, the guard at the station in Carrigaline might as well be an ornament. There's no one there. The nearest guard is in Toker. Youngsters are robbing cars with impunity in Carrigaline every night of the week because there's no guard there and they know it.
Well, people might want to hear it, but the overall figure for burglaries in Cork is down. That's not to say, and that's not to diminish anybody who's had something robbed. I'm not for a second, but I'm just saying they are the
facts.
But
why do you keep referring back to a number rather than people's lived experience, Minister? Numbers are up on a page and they look lovely, but people's lived experience that they're filling my programs with. One of the reasons the numbers are down, Minister, is for something like having money or something robbed out the back of your car. They don't even bother reporting it now. People don't even bother reporting these crimes because they know that the guards are powerless because A, there's so few of them, and B, the guys are long gone.
I would encourage anybody who's a victim of a crime to report it.
Now, that's to do with car theft and interference with cars in Carrigaline, which is at epidemic proportions, and we know that. But, Michael, your story is more serious. What happened to your daughter last weekend? Good morning.
Yeah, good day there, PJ. Yeah, to make it not Michael, even my mother doesn't call me Michael. No, PJ, my daughter was out for a walk with friends.
Oh, I remember you. Hold on, now that I have the voice, I remember you from the late Norian crew.
That's the one.
Tell me the story, fella.
Yeah, well, my daughter, she was out for a walk with friends of hers. So they walked down to Carrigaline. They got down there to the bus stop near the bridge in the main street at about 10:30 Saturday night. Now, she was meeting up with her boyfriend to get the bus back home. And there was two young fellas messing about at the bus stop. So they went to walk past them to get to the other end, just to avoid them, and they turned and jumped on them. Now, it turned out they kicked the boyfriend in the head. He was on the ground. My daughter went to try and help him. They ended up being thrown against the wall and then kicked, knelt on, and practically strangled. Now, they were able to beat them off, and the two attackers basically left.
This now, is the bus stop arrived. Now by the bridge, Michael. A very busy bus stop.
Just on the main street.
By the chemist by Simon Colby's office.
That's right, yeah. Everyone in Carrigaline has used that bus stop.
Yeah.
And, there was people on the other side of the bridge at the other bus stop waiting to go to town. But the two attackers, yeah, they left. Now, the guards arrived down because they'd been notified of these two basically fighting each other. As they arrived back, the two attackers arrived back over the bridge, and one of them was armed. Now, they arrested one of them, the other one ran off. Yeah. Now, both of them are known to the Gardaí.
Okay.
Now, the one who was arrested, he was back walking the streets of Carrigaline the following morning.
Yeah.
How
was
even
your
on, daughter? Yeah, now, she's been able to get some sleep there since Monday, but she was in agony all last week. Yeah. Now, the first I heard about it was Saturday night 12 o'clock, my daughter rings me, asks me to take her to A&D because they were in so much pain, herself and the boyfriend.
Oh, God.
So I took them out there. They were out there till 10 o'clock Sunday morning, and turned out she had a hairline fracture of the rib, severe bruising, damage to her back. He had bruised ribs, damage to his rotator cuff in his shoulder. But it's just the sort of phone call no parent wants to get.
Ain't that the truth,
when
man?
Something happens to your child, especially when they're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Now, saying that, PJ, the guards, I know for a fact, it was on one of your news programs last week, they're 120 guards short to man the 12-hour shifts.
Yeah, it was. I put it to the Minister for Justice several times when she was in with me last week. This is a figure given to me by the Garda Representative Association. Paddy Harrington is their local rep, and he gave me that figure late last year, that at any one time in Cork, there are 120 guards short.
Yeah. Now, even the guards, when they were there, they offered to take them to the hospital, but at that stage, they just wanted to get home. But it was only, I think, when the adrenaline sort of ran out, they started feeling the pain.
Yeah.
Now, the guards have been keeping in contact. But, yeah, it's just the fact that my daughter had to move out of Carrigaline for a week because she was getting threats from these two offenders,
what?
Friends, family. Now, she's a smart kid. She was taking screenshots of every threat that came through.
Hold on. The guys who attacked them Saturday night, not content with that, they then started threatening her.
Well, friends of theirs, one of the attackers turned up outside the boyfriend's house. Yeah, he lives in another part of Cork, and wanted to apologise.
Right.
Now, this is just a case of hoping that they're not going to go forward, but my daughter's determined to see this through.
Good for her.
But it's just simple things that, I mean, I in no way advocate sort of reprisals or anything like that. Sure, you know yourself, PJ, you hear from mates in the pub, we'll sort them out and all this type of thing. But no, an eye for an eye, fair enough.
That just makes things
worse.
Right,
the right process, yeah. You go through the legal process to get the justice. But it's simple things like, you know yourself, that Oneboy car park, that green area.
Yeah.
At the very front, just behind the bus stop. If you go through there on a Sunday morning, the amount of alcoholic containers left there from the previous night.
Mm.
It's just ridiculous.
Mm.
And that's in the centre of the village. I mean, even adults are too scared to go through there over night time. And come the summertime, teenagers just take it over.
Yeah. Yeah, you had the thing with, and look, it's a fantastic bus service, and we all love having it there, but you have this thing with the 220 bus, that they're coming from other parts, particularly coming from Ballincollig, and setting up fights with each other at the two ends.
Yeah. We all heard about what happened. I think it was summer before last.
Yeah.
When there was all the weapons involved, like Hurleys, you name it, coming down on the bus.
That's right. That's right.
But it's even simple things like, I know the guards can't be down there all the time at the moment, but you hardly ever even see a guard car go through there at the night time over the weekend.
Well, there's the thing, Mick. As I put it to the minister when she was on the show last week, and I'm taking months and months worth of calls about thefts from cars and stuff as serious as yours. Crime in Carrigaline is, the locals will tell you, almost out of control. And one of the reasons is because that flipping Garda station might as well be an ornament.
No, you've only got to look at the Carrigaline Facebook page. Every single day there's people asking, does anyone know what time they're open?
Yeah.
Even to get simple paperwork stamped.
Yeah.
Never mind reporting crime.
But like, if you went down there in the morning to report something, if you went down there now, it's 16 minutes past 9 on a Friday morning, if you went down there, is that place open?
No. Sure, you don't know what time it's going to actually open.
Mm.
It changes almost every day.
And this isn't to blame. The guards aren't to blame here. The individual guards are not to blame. It's management's to blame.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the guards did. I mean, I have total confidence in the guards, so I can see them following this through. And the care they gave towards my daughter and her boyfriend,
yes.
I mean, couldn't be faulted.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just doing a hard job without the resources that they should have.
Yeah.
But I think one thing we do need, and I think the minister actually mentioned it, we need more proactive public involvement. Simple things like the people across the bridge, my daughter was screaming out for them to ring the guards.
Yeah.
And none of them, they just basically turned their back.
People don't get involved.
I do want to give one word of praise. A bus did arrive and was a female bus driver. She pulled in, opened the doors, let my daughter on, turned off the lights, locked the doors, and rang the guards.
Oh, well done her.
Yep. So my daughter actually sent a message in.
It's a 220 bus driver.
Yep. A female bus driver.
About what time last Saturday night, Mick?
It was Saturday before last. That would have been about 20 to 11.
Okay, about 20 to 11, and Saturday before last. A female bus driver on the 220 route came to the assistance of someone being beaten up at the side of the road.
Yep.
Turned off the lights, locked the door, and called the guards. Whoever you are, well done. Whoever you are. And whoever your boss is, well done.
And she waited there until the guards arrived.
Well done. Well done.
I mean, it's people like that who actually do something, even if it's just a phone call to the guards. The guards can't act on things they don't know.
Yeah.
People are more content to just drive past. It's the same as if there's a traffic accident. Traffic slows down. People want to have a look.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think people just, they shouldn't be scared of ringing the guards. They don't have to leave their name. Just report the incident.
1-800-666-111.
Yeah.
Or just call 999.
I've got two other daughters who use that same bus stop. One coming home from school, one from work. It could be anybody's daughter, anybody's son, anybody's brother, sister, mother, father, grandparents. I mean, we just have to basically start looking out for each other.
Yes. And another 5 minutes, Mick, and things could have been even worse by the sounds of it.
Exactly, yep.
If that bus driver hadn't come on the scene, things could have been worse.
That's it. So, I mean, I would urge anyone who has any footage as well of the incident, if they can hand that in.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Thanks to God.
Okay. You're determined. Your daughter's determined to go through with this.
Oh, 100%.
Good for her. And what about her fella? Is he okay? A boyfriend?
Yeah, no, he's back at work. He had the bruised ribs, but he's going to have physiotherapy for the shoulder.
Right.
But again, he's a sound young fella.
Good. Good. You make the point you shouldn't have to deny your children their freedom just to keep them safe.
No, well, I always tell, I've got three daughters, and I tell them I trust them 100% to do the right thing. But it's the other people they don't know out on the street who can cause them trouble. And unfortunately, it was proved right.
You know, your accent tells me, and sure, I know you, now that I remember it from the late Orient days, Melbourne is where you come from originally. Tell me something. And my daughter's over there at the moment and loving the place, by the way. Loves your native city. And she tells me, Dad, there are cops everywhere. This kind of crack wouldn't be tolerated in Melbourne.
No, there's always police over there. If you're a driver in Australia, doesn't matter which part. Now, I came from about an hour and a half north of Melbourne. The nearest town was 8 miles away. Mm-hmm. You would get pulled over, you would get breathalyzed, car would get checked at least once a week. For every driver, no matter which road you're on.
Holy moly. Well, she was saying that she's driving to work and it's about 30, 40 minutes away from where she's living. And she said, Dad, I never saw so many guards, cops, day night, middle of the night, night shift. She's doing night shifts. And she's been stopped on the way home from work.
Now they'll close off whole freeways and they'll breathalyze every single driver.
And what about something like that now? Two innocent youngsters been beaten up at the side of the road.
Well, there's mobile cars on the road the whole time. They have the facial recognition software as well. It comes up straight away. They do the fingerprints there and then if they catch them. But again, there's very quick response times because they have the resources. They have the amount of police in the place at the right time.
Yeah, and they come down like flies. They're everywhere. Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's a controversial point as well, but I mean, all the police in Australia, they're armed. And you have a look at that situation in the shopping centre in Bondi Junction.
Yeah.
If that female cop hadn't been there with her service weapon, who knows how many other people that fella would have stabbed.
Yeah, I hope she gets a medal.
Yep, I think she will.
I hope she gets a medal for that. You used to work, they're telling me here, Mick, and I'm sure many years ago you told me, you used to, you know, that we watch these programs, these Border Patrol programs. Used to do that gig.
Yeah, I was 9 years, Customs Immigration Officer at Melbourne Airport. So I see a lot of my old workmates are still popping up on the show every now and then.
Really? Yeah. And the stuff that comes in and out, like, I mean, you're watching, you know, it's a television show and you know it's edited for effect, but like, some people are terrible fools thinking they can get stuff through.
Oh, you wouldn't believe some of the things you see come through.
Go on, tell me.
We had a situation there. It was New Year's morning. Now, we were all hungover and we had to do what we call unaccompanied baggage.
Right.
So it's bags that have gone missing and they arrive without the owner. So they all have to be searched. And there was a smell coming off two of these bags. And it was enough to turn the stomach, rotting meat. Okay. Turned out it was a whole goat in the bag. It had been disemboweled. All the internal organs had been put in plastic bags back into the carcass. Apparently it was a wedding up in the Greek mountains. And this is a traditional wedding gift. So they gave it to the bride and groom and they packed it up and bringing it back to Melbourne. I guarantee you there were some green faces that morning.
Hang on. So somebody got a wedding gift of a dismembered goat.
Yep.
And tried to bring it back through customs. I was thinking you had a drug story or something.
No, there was a few of those, but can't really talk about them.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's the best, yeah. Yeah, that didn't make Border Patrol, I'd say.
No, that was before the filming days. They started that after I left.
How long are you here now?
Well, first came over 32 years ago. Mm. Been living in Carrigaline for the last 26.
Right. Did you originally come with the intention of staying?
No, I came over on holidays, met a girl, still paying for that trip. Most expensive holiday on record, I think.
Yeah, now that I remember travelling over to Leighton Orient a couple of times and you were on that trip. Mick, I really please give my regards to your daughter and to her fella. And I hope everything will be okay. And I know if from the sounds of you and my memories of you, you ain't letting this go, pal.
No. Like I said, it could happen to somebody else. And that's the same reason my daughter is carrying through with this. She doesn't want to hear on the news that these two have murdered someone, whether it's by accident or deliberate.
Okay. All right, man.
And I just don't want anyone else to be going through this type of concern about one of your kids.
Okay. And if anybody else, come back to it, last Saturday night week, I'm trying to pull the date up off the top of my head now. The 13th of April, around half past 10.
Correct.
The bus stop by the bridge. Yep, serious the incident. Street. Yeah, and whoever that bus driver was that stopped deserves it.
She's a legend.
Absolutely. All right. Take care, Mick. Thank you very much. 0818 96 96 96. Mick Giffney, originally from Melbourne. 20 odd years more, actually, in Carrigaline. Half 10 on the night of the 13th of April. His daughter and her boyfriend by the bus stop there at the bridge, beaten up by a couple of thugs. Following morning, one of those thugs is back on the street. Michael and his daughter are not letting this go. They're going to take it to the full extent. But you know what? It's further extent, further. Carrigaline, I lived there for 10 years. I loved it. I still love it. Still love Carrigaline. I have many friends in Carrigaline. It's gone to the flipping dogs. The place is gone to the dogs. My sister-in-law lives there. And the stories she'd tell you from when she's out walking her dog. Like, the place is gone to the dogs. Literally. 0818 96 96 96. Thank you, Mick, and my best to your daughter and her boyfriend.
Cork's 96 FM.